Grow your own super intelligence. It's just step-by-step procedures in text files. Your local AI is probably smart enough to become a super intelligence because all that super intelligence is a sturdy library of text files with procedures. So the intelligence that ships with a laptop that can follow your instructions can also follow instructions from a procedure file stored in a well-named folder hierarchy. The big AIs that you pay money for come with a usage limit, and the bigger your project, the faster that usage limit gets used up. You can't use them to create big things, but you can use them to create really powerful procedures. And they should use the internet, and you should provide them with tutorials that you like. And the result is one clear procedure after another. A library of these marks a super intelligence. Nice, stable, sturdy, predictable, self-verifiable. Because it is a language model, it just needs text files. And text files are the things that store the really smart stuff. All your AI needs to do is reason. And that is rather easy to get onto your computer these days, which I find incredible. I just can't handle it. Bigger AI does not mean better AI. Come on. You are just one customer out of many. These AIs will be instructed to do as little as possible to meet the big demand. But also, who is to say that training a brain makes the brain smarter? Maybe it's creating a library of procedures that really, really work that creates the intelligence that the world needs. Yeah. And for those of you who say both, you're right in a sense, but you don't need the big intelligence to follow the procedures. So at first, you could use a big intelligence, but later you just need the local one that does the thinking. And there is more to these procedures, because like anything precious, and they are precious, you can turn this into an art. If you make the steps into standalone tasks, you can then ask AI to write a program that summons many AI to your laptop and solve them all at once. If you make tasks clearly testable or come up with an automatic test, maybe a computer program, your local AI will be allowed to fail, learn, call up a bigger AI, ask some questions, improve, and then try again with new knowledge. It will be gently updating its approach. I'm telling you, it's the text library. Now, I suspect many AI researchers are split. It's like the Edward and Bella. Go with Bella. She's the one that's wiser emotionally. Edward's a dummy. I'm serious. Procedures are things you can trust. They are sturdy and clear, and you can get in there and type them up and improve them yourself. That is a lot more precious than expecting a noisy brain to do everything for you. This is actually all you need to know. Local AI becomes super intelligent with addition of procedures just stored in plain English text files. Some are made by you, at least initially. Most are made by big AI. And yes, as a side note, this is the data that AI companies are likely extremely interested in. They collect successful procedures and roll them into the compressed brains. Another side note, the thing about your local setup is, that you want your AI to know the right things and do the things in the right sequence or correctly. So you don't want to ask it to make a plan and follow the steps. You want big AI to work on a procedure with you, look over it, make it perfect, and then save the procedure to your hard drive in a reasonable folder structure, and then tell your local AI, here are all the procedures that you can follow. So you see, it's just text files. A library of specific procedures, including library maintenance procedures, research procedures, and library expansion procedures. To put it simply, use the big AI to make your little AI even bigger.